The arrest came as police cleared the street to make way for rush hour traffic. Protesters had been occupying an intersection outside the county jail for several hours, dancing and eating pizza and listening to speakers. Those who were arrested did so voluntarily, sitting down in three lines in the street and refusing police orders to leave. Baptist pastor Everett Mitchell told the crowd today's march was just the beginning of a campaign to reverse the DA's decision.
I don't care what Israel Ozon says. We should be able to say Matt Kennedy should be charged for killing an unarmed young black teen. Until that happens, folks, we're not going to stop marching.
Mitchell is supporting the demands of the Young, Gifted, and Black Coalition that include giving the local community control over the hiring and firing of police officers. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio. The mock trial comes the day after District Attorney Ismael Ozan found that Robinson's fatal shooting on March 6th was the result of a lawful use of lethal force. But acting as the people's judge in today's mock trial, M. Adams of the Young, Gifted, and Black Coalition said the community believes Robinson was murdered.
Based on how the community feels, the only reason why Matt Kinney was not indicted on criminal charges and convicted of murder is because we, the people, do not yet have the power to hold the police accountable.
After the mock trial, protesters occupied the street in front of the county jail, blocking the entrance and exits where prisoners are brought in and out. Then a DJ began playing music, and the rally became a picnic in the street. But at 3 o'clock, police announced they want the street cleared by rush hour. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.